Product of General Mills, presents Joan Blaine in Valiant Lady. And here is Art Millett.
Maybe it takes a grown-up to realize how fast time flies. The years just gallop by. And I imagine that when you look at that small boy of yours, you often think to yourself, well, Bobby will be grown up before we know it. Well, lots of good nourishing food will help a child grow up strong and sturdy. And I hope you know how much of a help Wheaties can be to your youngsters. Of course, it takes lots of food energy and proteins and also the minerals and vitamins to provide a growing child with the nourishment he needs. Well, sir, a whole lot of this kind of nourishment is provided by those crisp, toasted Wheaties flakes. Probably you're wondering just exactly what food value. Well, there's abundant food energy because Wheaties are whole wheat. And whole wheat is important for food energy. And then, too, there are good proteins in Wheaties. And also the minerals, phosphorus and iron, and vitamin B. A good supply of this vitamin that a youngster must have regularly for normal growth and good appetite. And on top of all this food value is the fact that Wheaties are so much fun to eat. There's that crisp, crunchy goodness of Wheaties, and the racy tang of the malt added to the nut-sweet flavor of the wheat. Yes, Wheaties are fun to eat, and there's no work for you in serving them. Just plunk down that orange and blue package on the table, and your Bobby will shake out his own Wheaties flakes, maybe a couple of bowlfuls. Give him a pitcher of milk or cream and some fruit, perhaps a strawberry, or a dish of prune sauce, and you can be sure you're providing a fine, nourishing breakfast. You say you'll order Wheaties today? A good idea. There's plenty at your grocer's right now. And now, the further adventures of Joan Barrett, our Valiant Lady. Not 10 minutes ago, Joan and her old friend, Emma Stevens, were discussing the apparently insoluble problem of bringing Irene and Doug Gillespie together. Joan believes that the two are secretly married, that Doug is the father of Irene's new baby. But how to prove it? That was the question. Stevie gave it up and went to the kitchen to start lunch. And during her absence, much happened of which she was yet unaware. And now, busy with her pots and pans, she looks up briefly as Joan enters, but doesn't notice the strange, awed look in Joan's eyes.
Well, Joan, is Simon gone?
It wasn't Simon.
Oh, was it?
Oh, Stevie, if I didn't already believe in some power beyond that of our minds and hearts, I would know.
Well, what do you mean?
It was Douglas Gillespie. Joan!
Yes, Stevie.
Why, it couldn't have been.
But it was. You mean, after all our talk about not going to him, he came to us?
Yes,
and he's still here.
Why,
Joan! In the world?
Oh, yes, Stevie, that's just what I thought. Why in the world did he come here? Well, you might say it was just a coincidence. His mother sent him to find Mr. Todd, and someone told him that Mr. Todd was on his way to our house.
Oh, heavens!
Well, did you ask him about Irene?
I didn't have to.
When he saw the baby and found out that Irene was her mother, he just told me the truth.
Then he is Irene's husband?
Yes, dear.
Oh, good.
Oh, Stevie, what's more important, I could tell he still loves her. I just came out to tell you that we're going in to see Irene now.
All right, and I'll keep watch at the front of the house. Now, you run along.
Don't you worry.
Thanks, Stevie, dear.
Sir?
Yes, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Mr. Gillespie. Just come this way, will you? Irene's room is in the wing.
Did you tell her I'm here?
Not yet. I'll go in ahead and see if she's dressed for company.
But suppose she won't talk to me.
Then it'll be up to you to talk to her and make her believe that you're sincere.
I've got to.
You will. Here we are. I'll be out in just a minute.
All right.
Come in. Oh, hi, Joan.
Hello, I just came to... Oh, Irene, how pretty you look.
Do I?
Oh, yes. I like the hair ribbon and the curls, and especially the smile. You know, you're a different person today.
I'm a well person.
Good.
And I decided there's no use in me moping around all the time. I'm going out and taking a walk around town.
Around town and back?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You weren't thinking of not coming back?
Oh, no. After all you've done for me, Joan, I wouldn't just beat it without even saying goodbye or anything. Was that what you meant?
That's what I was afraid of, yes. I won't be anymore. Now, about the walk.
Yes?
Would you mind postponing it for a little while?
Yeah, Elizabeth. Oh, Simon?
No. No, not Simon. Someone else.
Oh, I don't know who it could be. But y'all men if you want.
All right, dear. Come in, Mr. Gillespie.
Who'd you say?
Irene.
Oh, Doug. What are you doing here?
I came to see you, Irene, to tell you...
I don't want to hear it. There isn't anything you can say to me that... Joan, where are you going?
I thought perhaps you two would like to be alone.
Alone with him? I don't want to ever see him again, and you know it. All the time you've asked me questions about...
About your husband?
He's no husband of mine.
Irene, you haven't divorced me.
Not yet. But I'm going to just as soon as I get away from here.
You don't mean that.
Oh, of course she doesn't. Please, darling, listen to me.
I won't listen to you. Now or ever.
Why won't you, Irene? A man who's big enough to admit his mistake should at least be given a chance to say he's sorry.
And Irene, I am sorry.
I suppose you think just saying it will make up for the months I spent waiting and watching for the mailman and listening to the telephone.
I know it won't, but what else can I say? You won't give me a chance to explain.
There's nothing you need to explain to me. You left me because you were ashamed of me.
That's not true.
Well, afraid then. Scared to admit to your mother that you married me. It worries you.
No, Irene, no, it wasn't that.
No? Then why did you put off telling her week after week? Why did you come back to Pine River without me? Why did you...
Irene, I think I'd better go.
No, please stay, Miss Barrett. If she won't listen to me, maybe she will to you.
Listen to what? After the way you walked out and left me in New York.
Well, I was...
I know you were going to send for me. But you never did you?
No, I didn't,
I'll say you didn't. And then when you knew I was coming here to Pine River, you beat it out of town.
I knew you were coming here?
Yes.
But I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, I suppose you didn't get my letter about the baby and about my needing help.
No, I didn't know anything about the baby until Miss Barrett showed her me just now.
That's true, Irene. At first, he even thought she was mine. He didn't know that either you or the baby were here.
Well, you can believe that if you wanted to, but I don't.
Oh, Irene. This letter you mentioned, when was it written?
About 6 weeks ago. I wrote and told him that I'd be here on a Friday, the last day of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I mailed the letter 3 or 4 days before, just so he'd be sure to get it on time.
Oh, baby.
And then I spent the last money I had on a train ticket, figuring that if I'd ever meant anything to him, he'd be there to meet me.
Well, I would have been.
But he wasn't. So I went to the house and I talked to Simon. And I found out that Mr. Douglas had left for Philadelphia just the day before.
But I didn't know, Irene.
See what happened, Joan. He got my letter and then skipped.
I didn't. I never got any such letter.
You never? I suppose it got lost in the mail.
Maybe it did, Irene. Things like that have happened.
Well, maybe they have. But that sort of thing coming from him sounds too darn familiar. I believed him once. And that was once too many.
Irene, listen. You're my wife, and now that I found you again...
Found me again. That's good. After chasing out of town like a scared rabbit to keep me from finding you.
I tell you, I didn't. Oh, darling.
Don't you touch me. Don't even come near me.
Please. Irene, I love you.
Don't go away. I don't love you. I don't ever want to see you again.
Darling, please. Miss Barrett, if there's anything you can do...
I'm afraid there's nothing anyone can do just now. Perhaps you'd better leave her for a little while.
Yeah, but she's crying.
I know. That may be the very best thing for her. Suppose you wait outside. I'll call you if I can persuade her to be reasonable.
All right.
That's right. Irene. Irene.
What?
I talked to Douglas before I came in here. He admitted that he treated you very badly.
I'll say he did.
All right. Now he wants to make up for it. He's sorry for whatever he did that wasn't kind. And he does love
you. Oh, no, he doesn't.
I'm sure he does. All he needs is a chance to prove it. Oh, Irene, please. Please don't make the mistake of refusing him that chance. Did you hear me, Irene?
Yes. I heard you. And you've been so swell to me, Joan. Oh, I'd do almost anything you asked me to.
Well, then,
not that. That's all over with. And I'm glad it is.
Oh? You don't love him?
No.
I don't think you mean that.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you about it. Will you please just go away and leave me alone?
All right, dear. You let me know if you change your mind. I'll be in the living room if you want me.
Okay. But I won't. I don't want to see anybody.
Yes. You want me to come back?
Not just now, I'm afraid.
Not ever, you mean. That's just about what I deserve.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, I don't mean that I'll take it as final and give up trying, but why should she believe anything I say? Right from the start, I made a mess of things.
Not intentionally.
No, I wasn't quite that bad, but except for the letter that I'll swear I didn't get, everything she said about me, about us, was true.
Even what she said about you being ashamed of it?
Oh, of course I wasn't, but I can see how she thought I was. Always in the back of my mind, I was thinking, how horrified Mother would be if she knew that I
married a servant girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worse than that, one that she'd fired for.
I know about that. She accused Irene of stealing some jewelry.
Yeah, but it wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true. And Miss Barrett, I was crazy about Irene. And so when she went to New York, I followed her there and married.
Mm-hmm, I see.
See, at first I had big ideas about bringing her home with me and marching into the house and popping the news to Mother just like that.
Oh, if you only had.
Yeah, if I only had, but I didn't. Got cold feet, I guess. Well, anyway, when my vacation was over, I came back to Pine River alone. I told Irene I'd send for her, and I was going to. But, see, every time I got almost to the point of telling Mother, she started complaining about her heart or blood pressure. Well, I can't go on with this.
It's all right. You don't have to tell
me. But I want to tell you. I want you to know. See, Irene finally got fed up, and I thought that was the finish. Wrote me a note saying she'd moved and I shouldn't try to find her or send her any more money.
That must have been when she started working as a waitress.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was the last I ever heard till today. And I did try to get in touch with her again, but it wasn't any use.
You couldn't find her?
No. No, I guess you'd wish I'd stayed away for good.
Oh, no, I'm thankful you didn't. Admitting a mistake is the first step toward making it right. And now I'm just so sure that you'll go the rest of the way.
Oh, I will, Miss Barrett. I promise you that. If Irene will only give me a chance, if it isn't too late.
Yes, it does seem that Doug has mended his ways a little too late. That the little family which Joan has befriended so patiently and devotedly is still far from her goal of reconciliation. What a tangle people sometimes get into when they don't follow up their intentions to do the right thing. And of what use are regrets when it's too late? Well, I guess most people find themselves regretting a lost opportunity at one time or another, and often it would have been so easy to forestall those regrets. More than one person, on discovering the really exquisite silverware that can be had just by redeeming gold medal coupons, has regretted not saving those coupons before. These coupons come inside packages of Wheaties and other gold medal foods, and they're redeemable for the lovely Modality silverware. This is genuine Tudor plate made by the Oneida Community Silversmith. It's a very fine quality of silverware, and it's available in full set. I hope you won't miss out on this opportunity to get yourself some beautiful silverware without spending one penny for the silverware itself. The next time you order Wheaties, and won't that be today? Better save the silverware coupon you'll find inside that package, lettered W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S. Listen to Valiant Lady tomorrow when we'll find someone all dressed up with no place to go. This is your announcer, Art Miller.